Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. Today we are covering Masechta Bechoros, Perek Ches Mishnayos, Tes and Yud. Learning today is sponsored in memory of Neil Hoffman, Nachum Binyamin ben Avram Halevi, and Zelda Bas Binyamin by Maddie Hoffman, and is also sponsored by the Ilui Nishmas Rivka Bas Harav Menashe Yaakov, Zichrona Livracha, by Rabbi and Mrs. Pinchas Shapiro. So the Mishnah begins, Mishnah Tes, where we've been talking about the issues of Bechor Lenachala, the Bechor taking Pishnayim. Says the Mishnah, Bechor Noto Pishnayim B'nechsei Ha'av. When we have a Bechor, he gets double portion. So if there are four sons, so we divide the Yerusha to five portions, and everyone gets one portion, and then the Bechor gets an extra one. But if it's in the mother's Yerusha, so he doesn't get Pishnayim. He also doesn't get Pishnayim for the increase in value that happens after the death. That is to say, if the family owns stock, and when and the father passes away, and before the division of the Yerusha, the market goes up, the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim of the increase. He only gets Pishnayim of the value of the stock at the time of the death. Velo Beroi Kibamuchzak, he also doesn't get potential. He only gets actual. Velo Aisha B'Ksubasa, Velo Abanos B'Mizono Sehem, the Isha, the woman who wants to collect her Ksuba, she only collects from, she doesn't collect from the Shvach, from the additional parts. She only can collect from what was there at the time of the death of the husband. The daughters who are entitled to Mizonos are not allowed to collect it from Ro'i. And the Yavam, Velo HaYavam, the brother who takes over his wife, the wife of his brother, and when he does the Yibam, he also gets Nechsei Ha'av, but he only gets Nechsei Ha'av at the time of the brother's death, right? V'chulam einotlin b'shevach v'lo b'raikim b'muchzak. They only get the actual what was there, not the profit that happened afterwards, and they also can't collect from potential, they can only collect from actual. Says the Mishnah also, elu she'enam chozrim b'yovel, there are certain things that the Torah tells us, ki amucha chicha machar me'achuzaso, v'yatzah v'yovel v'shav la'achuzaso. When things come back, they don't. Not everything comes back. Certain things don't go back in Yovel. So the first thing we need to know, which is relevant to Masechta Bechoros, is HaBechora, is the piece of the Bechora that the Bechor gets on top of his brothers. The Pasuk says, he only gets Pishnayim. That doesn't go back by Yovel. Hayoris is Ishto. If somebody goes ahead and inherits his wife's stuff, that doesn't go back by Yovel. If a person does Yibum, so he's entitled to the Nechasim of his dead brother. Bamatana, and things that are given over as a gift. That's Reb Meir's opinion, Divrei Reb Meir. Only things that are sold go back by Yovel. But the Chachamim disagree. And what do they say? Matana kemecher. When you give a gift, that's like a sale. If a sale goes back, so too a matana should go back. Rabbi Elazar Omer, kulan chozim beYovel. Everything goes back. It's a reset. Yovel is a reset button. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says Hayoris is ishto yachzel b'nei mishpacha v'inakelahem inadamim. Because we want to create a situation where all the los yisov nachala mimatela matecher, we don't want nachlos to all of a sudden become interspersed. We want each nation, each shevet, to have its proper place within the nation. So if a person inherits his wife's real estate, it should go back to the family. But the thing is, the family becomes obligated to pay. The family has to go back and pay. And in particular, the issue over here has to do with the price of his wife's kever. He has to pay for her kevura. And so if it was a gift, right, it would need to go back. And of course, the halacha follows the chachamim that matan is kemecher, but the halacha is also like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka as far as the family plot, if she's yorish, the family plot is concerned. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem. Tomorrow morning we'll begin the ninth parak of Masechta Bechoros. Have a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.